Okay, it is the 9th of August, Tuesday evening, a little after 6 o'clock Central Time here in Pineville, Missouri. And we finished last Tuesday the second chapter of Colossians. We're ready now to go into the third chapter of Colossians, which consists of 25 verses. I've asked Mark to read the chapter, and then after which I'll make some comments about it. I want to remind everyone that tomorrow night we have a men's Bible study, and the topic is going to be prayer. And we're going to deal with not only private but also public prayer. Is public prayer taught in the Bible? There are several instances in the Bible where public prayer is demonstrated. If you're interested in joining us on that fellowship call, I'll be happy to send you a link. I'm going to be doing that with Mike Orr. It will take place at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. If you're interested in getting a link, you can go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to our contact section, and email us a request for the link, and I'll be happy to send that to you. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read for us the third chapter of Colossians. Having read the entire chapter.
If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Glorify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, or inordinate affection, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry, which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. Now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called one body, be ye thankful. The word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonish one another in psalms, the hymns of spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things. This is well pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger. Blessed be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever ye do it heartily as the Lord and not unto men, knowing that in the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. He that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong which he hath done. There is no respect of persons.
Thank you, Father. Well, I must say that this particular chapter is very convicting. of me, to me, because I was just commenting to my wife, as many of you know, we have a small business where we have some rental properties, and it seems like anymore, it seems like you almost have to fight with everybody. You have to fight with your tenants. You have to fight with people that do work for you. You have to fight with the water company. You have to fight with the light company. It just seems like one great big fight just to survive in business. And now you have the federal government adding 87,000 new IRS agents to try to go after small businesses. Businesses are having enough trouble as it is trying to survive, and now they're going to try to go after yours truly, and that'll be the next fight. So this is really an admonition for me because of what I'm going through right now. Starts out, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. It seems hard to seek those things which are above when we're having to go through what we're having to go through having a small business. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. You know, I was telling Rosette, you know, it's just, if we just sold all of our properties out, lock, stock, and barrel, we would be giving up probably at least 8 years of income. So it doesn't make any economic sense to do that. But sometimes I'm tempted. I will say that. Verse 3, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. I have to remind myself of that on a daily basis. That you know what? God knows exactly what we're having to go through. He knows what we're having to go through with our families, with conflict within our families, conflict within fellowship, conflict with people we've dealt with, on every level. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. The only way we can do any of those things is if the Holy Spirit of God resides within us. That's it. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometimes when ye lived in them. Now ye also put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Well, that's very, very difficult to do. Some for me especially, at times, to put off anger, malice, you know. Have you ever got behind someone and we're driving down the road and they're looking in their rearview mirror and it's very obvious they are trying to just push your button by going real slow because they know they're going way under the speed limit and they keep looking up in their rearview mirror knowing they're trying to antagonize you. And then you wonder why there's road rage, right? Verse 10. And having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now, I wonder what Jesus Christ would do if he was down here having to drive a car behind some of these people. Would he take a whip out and drive, get out of my way, you know? I'm just saying, you know, Satan knows what it takes to push our buttons. He knows. And he'll bring people in our life to push them too. Verse 11. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Wow. I cannot say that I am very good at doing this at all. I can't do it. In my flesh, I can't do it. Tulip's sitting there looking at me like, what are you talking about, Larry? And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. I must, in all honesty, say that I am not the most charitable person in the world. I don't have a lot of tolerance. I need to be more tolerant and patient. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Wow. You know, it's not easy to forgive when we've been wronged. It's not easy at all. You know, it's real easy to hold grudges, to try to keep score in our relationships, isn't it? Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And Paul makes it sound so easy there. Just go in your closet and go get you a coat of charity and put it on. You know, it's not that easy just to put on charity. You know, and apart from the Holy Spirit of God, we can't do it. It's impossibility. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. I've often wondered why there's so many Christians that don't want to sing. You know, there's a song that says, I can't keep from singing. If we're in Christ, we should want to sing and praise God for the blessings upon us. You know, we would think we would want to do that. You know, but we don't. We find ourselves complaining and murmuring and saying all kind of things we shouldn't say out of our mouth, like James says in James, you know, how the tongue is such an evil, wicked thing. And that's what he tells us. And so one of the remedies is to sing. I've often said to people, you cannot stay down in the doldrums and be discouraged when you start singing the praises of God. It's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. He says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And then it says something that a lot of women don't like. A lot of women don't like this verse. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. You know, I know I'm on a tangent about women. And I'm sure that I've spent way too much time on it. But the reason is I had to experience it firsthand with my mother, okay, who was a very unsubmissive wife, okay? But I see a lot of women today that are the furthest thing from being in submission to their husbands. Now, I will say for my wife, that is not the case. That's, you know, I'm blessed to have a wife who tries in her best to follow that admonition and that exhortation, I must say. But, I mean, when I'm out in public and I see, I was out today I didn't even tell Rosette and Mark about this, but there was a wife walking with her husband, and they just got out of the car. And I had my back turned on her, and I was listening. I could hear her. And the way she was coming across, I turned around and looked at her. And what did I see? I saw a butchy wife with her hair cropped off. She looked like a male, and she was walking like a male, and she was acting like a male, and she was wearing that which pertaineth to a man. And she was the personification of the most unsubmissive thing you'd ever meet. Well, then, a lot of husbands don't like the next verse. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. You know, it's real easy to get bitter. It's real easy to get down in the mouth and start seeing all the weaknesses in our wives. And we're commanded not to be bitter against our wives and to love our wives. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Just look at children today, the way they treat their parents. It's amazing. And you know what? They reinforce this on social media. You know, I've relayed to this audience before how a number of years ago Rosette, Mark, and I were in a McDonald's. I think we were having breakfast. And this guy brought in a two-year-old child. And this child, I couldn't believe the way he was mouthing off to his dad. I'm the boss. You do what I say, he said. I'm the boss. Wow, and this little wimp of a dad just sat there. Oh, it was, well, I'm sorry you're upset, blah, 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 blah. Oh, fathers, provoke not your children to anger. I have to be careful with that with my son Mark, even at his age. Try not to do anything that would offend other people or provoke them to anger. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. We're not out to please men. We're out to please God. That should be our single-hearted motive. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there's no respect of persons. Well, it's quite a convicting chapter to me, I must say. God knew I needed that tonight as an exhortation. That was for me, Mark. That was for me, and so may the good Lord take this word and use it for His glory this evening. May the good Lord be with you and cause His face to shine upon you and be merciful unto us, is my prayer. God bless, and we will be ready for chapter 4 next time.